Kendallville's Mid-America Windmill Museum on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society. Now featuring Gettin' Along, A View of Racial Integration in America. A photography exhibit by Joe Schwartz. More information at indianahistory.org. Early immigrants to America brought with them the windmill technology that was developed in England and Europe. Fueled by the wind, the machine converted the rotary motion of the wheels into common tasks like grinding grain into meal or flour. In 1854, Daniel Holliday was the first American to successfully design a windmill for use in the United States. Holliday's standard windmills, based outside of Chicago, supplied thousands of windmills to farmers and ranchers in the Midwest. Further advances in windmill technology included the conversion to all-metal windmills, and eventually the self-lubricating oil bath windmill, made famous by the Elgin Wind Power and Pump Company in 1912. The windmill industry remained very active into the 1930s, when the effects of the Great Depression and the advent of electrical water pumps closed down production. Kendallville's Mid-America Windmill Museum, America's second-largest wind machine museum, serves to restore and collect artifacts on this fascinating Midwestern industry. The nearly 25 fully restored windmills on the museum's grounds are examples of the American windmill, which contributed so much to the development of the Heartland and the Great Plains. Declared a treasure by Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor in 2004, the Mid-America Windmill Museum in Kendallville is a unique Indiana historical attraction. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.